You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And next up on the program, I have a lovely little kōrero with Verity. Kiwi pop and R&B artist Verity has released her newest single, Casual, featuring the sharp, unfiltered energy of rapper Juju Lips. Verity has emerged as one of Aotearoa's most compelling new R&B voices and has performed on major stages across the motu. Casual is a bold track that explores the messy contradictions of modern relationships. Let's get into it. Verity, how are you today?
So good. How are you?
I am good. Now, you're pre-coffee. How's doing an interview pre-coffee?
No coffee in me, but you know what? We're going to make it work, girl.
We are indeed. Let's just get straight into it. The song describes that complicated space between a situationship and a real relationship, where one person is in too deep and the other avoids labels. When was the last time you were in that situation?
Oh my gosh, honestly, quite a while ago. Like, I've been in a loving relationship now for like 2 years.
Oh, nice.
So this was really like jumping back to just before that.
Yeah.
Where there was that situationship world that I was living in. But I feel like the situationships that are like messy always like last the longest. Like they're always the ones that that get the messiest.
They do.
Yeah.
Did crafting this track have any kind of catharsis for you, even though it was, you know, you've been in a relationship for 2 years?
Yeah, I think it was like bringing up those old like emotions, and I think it was cool like working with Juju, because I feel like every girl, or honestly, like everyone can experience being in that messy relationship place.
Mm.
So I don't know. I feel like it was definitely going back to like old things. But it was cool like going through that, and it was almost like a screw you.
Yeah.
To those kind of relationships. Yeah.
Nice. Juju's on this track. How did you come across her, and what was the process like working together?
I love Juju so much.
She's amazing.
She's amazing. I wrote this song in LA, and we knew we wanted like a rap verse on it. We just didn't know who yet. And then my manager said that he'd seen Juju perform at a music award, and he showed me her Instagram, and I was just instantly obsessed with her. I was like, I know that this is perfect.
Yeah.
So I DM'd her, and yeah, love at first sight vibes. we clicked really, really well, and then making this song and working together was just such a breeze and so much fun.
Yeah, nice. It's got such an addictive little hook on the chorus. When setting out to write a track like this that lives in those pop and R&B sensibilities, is the chorus the very first thing you get to and carve out, or whereabouts does it sit in your songwriting process?
Oh, that's a great question. I think it changes a lot for me. Sometimes I'll come into a studio with the chorus already, and I'm like, this is what I want to build around. Sometimes we start with some, like, I don't know, like a guitar or a bass or a piano, and then we build around that. And I think in those scenarios, I tend to do the verse first, and then the chorus kind of just follows along. It is kind of like telling a story, but sometimes you don't even know, you know, what the story is going to be. So it's super, super different for me, like, every time.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
And who is the producer you were working with on this one?
The producer's Magnus. He's from LA. We met him there. And then I worked with HMG with Vince Harder as well on the track. Yeah.
Nice. Modern day romance, it's such a fickle thing, like we were talking about, and it's obviously what this track is all about. Do you think there's something broken in the way especially young people get into relationships, or the kind of relationships that they end up in the modern world?
Oh my gosh, 100%. 100%. I was looking at my mom, and my mom's like, yeah, when I was your age, I would go on one date with someone, and then you would end that date knowing if you were together or not.
Yeah.
Like, it was either we're together or we're never going to see each other again. And I think it's so insane that we have, like relationships nowadays are this like almost like cat and mouse like thing. It's like such a massive game that I feel like people are playing, and I for one am not for. I'm not here for it. I think that I don't know. I'm just like, I'm such a lover at heart, so it's like I'm an all or nothing kind of person. So yeah. These like situationships, I definitely seem like my best friend going through them and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is actually the worst.
Yeah, and I feel like deep down so many people are lover people, but we feel like we need to put on this kind of armor of like, oh, I don't care, you know, like nothing's that deep, it's not affecting me.
And that's exactly what it is. And I think when you find someone that you want to be with, but then they're saying, oh, like, let's have no strings attached, let's not be exclusive, all of this, you're trying to make it work because deep down you do have that like love or that care for this person. So you're trying to make it work and it becomes so messy and toxic and terrible.
Exactly. Yeah. And at least our listeners have your track to feel their own catharsis.
Exactly. Girl, get in that car, put that tune on blast and scream it with me.
Nice. Now the Aotearoa R&B, it's a constantly growing and sharpening space in our music industry. Yourself and Juju, you're both very powerful female voices in that landscape. How have you seen the shaping of that industry over the past few years, and where do you see its future?
I think that New Zealand has a massive love for R&B, for sure. I think that what I've noticed about, like, New Zealand compared to other places is that we connect with the mana that we have behind our lyrics and, like, the heart and the energy that we have. So I feel like that's kind of the biggest thing that I've seen in the New Zealand music space is the love for that. I think it'd be cool to see more pop grow, because I feel like New Zealand doesn't have a huge place for those pop tracks, where like obviously, you know, LA or like, you know, America, they have a massive space of that. So that would be really cool. But I think that's why I like merging both of them together.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah.
Yeah. I talk to a lot of New Zealand pop artists who go over to LA to produce their tracks and albums.
Yeah. No, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool being able to I guess with the R&B, like I kind of speak true to like, you know, New Zealand and representing that. And then with the pop side, I think I'm kind of, you know, catering to some of the global sounds as well.
Now one final question to wrap up our time. You're working on your debut album and planning a national tour to support its release later this year. Is Casual a good representation of what listeners can expect on that album across the board?
You know what, yes, but then also I'm such a go with the flow, like wherever the wind takes me kind of person, that I feel like that is represented in my music as well. So although there definitely will be tracks like Casual, there are also some that are completely like separate from that as well, and maybe more heartfelt and more emotional.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a little pick and mix kind of nice vibe. But it all kind of stays true to the same vibe, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, I get you. Thanks so much, Verity. It's been lovely having you on the program.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate
having you. Oh, good. I appreciate you being here before your coffee. You can stream Casual across streaming services, Casual featuring Juju Lips. It's a great little track. You're going to hear it right now on the program. You can find Verity on socials as well. Give her a follow. Make sure to keep up with what she's got going on. Here it is. It is Verity Casual featuring Juju Lips on the program.
Casual, but you know all of my friends. Casual, but you kiss me on the head. Casual, but every night you're in my bed. How you call me late at night? Cynical, 'cause you know that I'll reply. Cut my knees, and I'm falling every time. Every time.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.